You are about to embark upon the great crusade. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
In the early morning of June 6, 1944, 155,000 Allied troops, 14,000 of them Canadians, made the run of their lives onto the sand.
When I ran out, I went right in over my head, thinking it wouldn't be a bad idea if I stayed down because you could hear the bullets pinging on the boat, you know.
That was Regina Rifle Jerry Molson at the time of the 50th anniversary of D-Day. His colleague Jim Scott didn't think. He just ran.
We heard the rockets go, but I don't remember anything else. I can just tell you that when we went over that sand, I don't know how the heck I got across that. I went back in 84, and that seems a long, long ways. We must have flew across it.
As the waves lapped against the boats and the shells fell around them, Regina Rifle Peter Matway describes a steely resolve and a thoughtful silence before the ramps went down.
The feeling was a very strong feeling of resentment towards the enemy. If it wasn't for you, goddammit, I wouldn't be here. Okay? You got matter. And the matter you got, you wanted to get off their ship and go and chase them down the beach.
As the water turned blood red, they were awash with the realization of those they'd lost.
All of a sudden, the action stopped right there, and I can just see him yet, just going down. And then, of course, we didn't stop. We kept going. But that's just like a still frame in a movie. That was it.
And when the Regina Rifles came to a stop, the furthest inland of any unit on D-Day, they turned to see the human carnage spread out in front of them.
The most glorious feeling in the world is when an attack is over and you've lived through it. And there's nobody shooting at you at the moment. That's the most wonderful feeling in the world.
Sadly, the veterans of D-Day live in the shadows of their fallen comrades, the men who never made it off those beaches.
The day is for the ones who aren't there. It's not for the ones of us who are. We see each other, say hello, and that's it. Then you talk about the ones that aren't there. They're the ones we're remembering.
Of the 14,000 Canadians who stormed Juno Beach, 359 died that day. We cannot repay them. All we can do is remember.
We knew that many would not return, for we were bound for Normandy, where we had a job to do.
For D-Day 75, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.